Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. During this second hour from 3 to 4 p.m., I'll be interviewing one of the world's most famous scientists, Dr. Konstantin Korotkotokov from St. Petersburg, Russia. I pre-recorded this interview yesterday morning, very early in the morning, and so we'll start the interview now, and I'll be coming back again at the end. Thank you so much for listening today, friends. Please listen.
Well, it's wonderful to meet you, Professor Korotkotokov. Thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Wonderful. Well, you have a fascinating background. You're the deputy director of the St. Petersburg Federal Research Institute. You're also a professor of computer science and biophysics at St. Petersburg Federal University of Information Technologies.
Yes.
You're a professor of research at the St. Petersburg Academy of Physical Culture. You're president of the International Union for Medical Applied
Bioelectrography. Yes.
You're a consultant for AVITA in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You're a member of the editorial board, Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine, Journal of Science and Healing Outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
You've published over 200 papers in leading journals on physics and biology. You have 17 patents on biophysics inventions. You've had a wonderful, very fascinating research career for over 30 years. Really interesting because you're not like other scientists in that you go into areas where other scientists don't go. There was one YouTube I found, Dr. Korotkotokov, on when a soul leaves the body. And I'd love to have you talk about that. And you're welcome to talk about anything you like today, actually. It's totally open to you.
Okay, very good. So you see that you are absolutely right that I'm involved in many different research lines, and we do a lot of research all the time. It's ongoing research because I have several laboratories in Russia, in United States as well. We're developing our own research. And we collaborate, of course, with many scientific institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this scientific line more than 40 years. So you see, it's quite a long time. You understand this. And our main goal, of course, this is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And we are developing system that now belongs to the line of integrative wellness and healthcare.
Mm.
It's a relatively new line in world medicine, and particularly in the United States medicine, and it deals with health issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of preventive medicine movement. So mm-hmm. not to treat people with some problems, but mm-hmm. to keep them healthy. That's important.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So, yeah, and this is our main, our main goal. And we do a lot of research in this field. We collaborate with many institutions worldwide, and more than 2,000 professionals, they benefit from using our system.
Mm.
Because for last 20 years, more than 20 years now, I am developing system. Now we name it as electrophotonic imaging. So it is the study of electrons and photons, and first of all light, photons, because photons are light,
mm-hmm.
coming from different subjects in electromagnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
So we apply very short electromagnetic impulses,
mm-hmm.
Of 1,000th part of a second.
Mm-hmm.
And we stimulate emission of photons and electrons from the body.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be human body. It may be leaf, it may be plant, it may be wine, mm-hmm. water, doesn't matter, because it is all quantum processes.
Mm-hmm.
So we stimulate quantum emission from the subject.
Mm-hmm.
So we study activity of different systems on quantum level.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the basis of our energy field. Of course, we function on different levels,
mm-hmm.
and our body function from mechanical, chemical, biochemical, electronic, but on the basis of all this is biological field.
Mm-hmm.
And this field, it's nothing to do with, spiritual topics.
Mm-hmm.
It is very understandable for us now biophysical notion, because we have currents coming in our body, a movement of particles, a movement of blood. This all generates different fields. It's very well known that we can measure electroencephalography, electrocardiography, electromagnetography, and it's all very well known. No one's surprised. But when we tell that, again, we are surrounded by this field, we are field bodies, we are light bodies, then it is always a surprise. Why? How is possible? So it comes from our Newtonian understanding of life. That life is logical, life is simple, and there are some driving or mystical force that drives life. In fact, life is not organized on Newtonian principle. It's not logical.
That's true.
It's there are so many layers in our existence. That comes far beyond simple functioning. And that is why our consciousness is the biggest enigma in our science. In our Western science, we have no idea of consciousness. Not at all.
Right.
And it was always psychology, psychiatry, they tried to study consciousness, but it was only philosophical ideas. Now in 21st century, we came to new stage when we can study consciousness on a scientific level. And it became possible due to different instrumentation, different new instrumentations. And those are, first of all, different types of scan. And different type of tomography, brain tomography, first of all. Then these different instruments, and our instrument, now we'll name it BioWell, Bio-Well. And you can see all information on www.bio-well.com. This instrument, it's one of the instruments that we are using to study consciousness.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I'm sure you're familiar with the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto. I do a lot of work with the Emoto office in Tokyo. They're wonderful people. And Dr. Emoto, as you know, found that your consciousness has a tremendous impact upon our physical reality.
Yes, absolutely. Dr. Emoto was a very good friend of mine. And we spent a lot of time together in different expeditions, in different type of interesting experiments, because he was very, very energetic, very active. So he was, of course, a great person, and it's a big loss for all of us when he passed away.
Right.
And he was the first who demonstrated that water, it's not just liquid,
right,
but it's structure.
Right.
And it's very complex structure, and structure that responds to our emotions and our intentions.
And one of the things, too, I wanted to add, and I'm sure you know this, too, is that water has memory. As a psychic, I've been in touch with the other side, with Professor Albert Einstein for the last 2 years. And he says in the future, Dr. Khodorkov, that computers, we're looking 10, 20 years down the road, computers will be more organic, and they'll use structured water that has memory as a memory base instead of the metal structures we have today.
You know that now we have a lot of development in constructing different type of computers. And this is, first of all, quantum computers. This is the most interesting line. And then if in computers we'll be using not just electrons, but photons, of course it would allow to increase capacity and speed of computer tremendously, millions of times.
Wonderful.
So I agree that now we have very interesting new lines in computer development, and it's all developing, it's all coming. And we live in an amazing time from this point of view, really amazing.
Wow, it is an amazing time, isn't it? It's a tremendous time to be alive. I wanted to ask you too about your book about experimenting with the afterlife, and I'd love your comments on that, please.
Yeah, you know, it was very interesting experiments, and we spent a lot of time on this. And we repeat it from time to time. Just recently we did it as well. Mm-hmm. And idea was to see transformation of human energy field, biological field, mm-hmm. after death. Mm-hmm. Because we study the energy field in life, mm-hmm. for human beings, when they are alive. And this is tremendous information about their physiological, emotional, spiritual activity. Mm-hmm. But what would be after death? Mm-hmm. So I was able to organize experiment, big line of experiments. It was done in professional medical institutions. It was supervised by a team of medical experts, forensic doctors, medical doctors. And we were able to study different cases. Mm-hmm. And the most interesting was found that we don't see big change after death immediately. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this we can understand as a process of transition, mm-hmm. from one stage to another stage. Mm-hmm. Not just the end of everything, mm-hmm. and, coming to just in animated state, but transition. Mm-hmm. Transition from this life, from this dimension to another dimension. Mm-hmm. Because I believe in the idea that we live in multidimensional world. Mm. And we have in parallel many different dimensions, and somehow we can intercommunicate with those dimensions. Mm-hmm. So we are not separated. That is why we have this information. So it was a very interesting study. I published the book, Light Afterlife. Now, by next year, we are preparing just a little movie on this topic as well. And this book was published in different languages, mm-hmm. many European languages. So it's a lot of interesting information and a lot of interesting data in this book.
Fascinating, just fascinating. What kinds of work are you working on now?
Now my main interest in study the energy of space and the energy of environment.
Fascinating.
We developed sensor, a very special sensor, and this sensor we named Energy Environment Sensor, EES, or in just nickname is Sputnik, because it looked like Russian Sputnik.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Great.
And this sensor is very interesting because mm-hmm. it allows to detect the energy parameters of space, of environment, mm-hmm. activity of environment. Mm-hmm. It shows us different results when we study ancient pyramids or ancient sites, ancient buildings, part of some cultures in Mayan sites, in Indian sites, in Sri Lanka, mm-hmm. in Colombia, in many other places. Mm-hmm. And we can see difference. We can study influence of pieces of art, for example, paintings. Mm-hmm. And we see how paintings influence space. Then what's interesting, we can see transformation of space under the influence of meditation. So if there are a group of people who meditate together, mm-hmm. or if it is some talented meditator, then we can see transformation of space.
Professor Krokov, I wanted to tell you something very interesting. Your goal, you're involved in some fascinating research, and I read many years ago that Edgar Cayce said that when Atlantis ended as a civilization about 12,500 years ago, they put their records of their civilization in three different places, including at the left paw of the Sphinx in outside of Cairo in Egypt. And the records themselves are in the rock of this part of the Sphinx on the left side. And when humanity's when humanity evolves to the point where it gets its vibration gets high enough, in other words, when it's advanced enough, it will be able to measure the energy of that Sphinx, the left paw of the Sphinx and access these incredibly interesting Hall of Records, which details the incomplete history of Atlantis. And when you measured that you're doing now in the energy perimeters of space, I wanted to mention that to you because it might be a fascinating study for you to go to the Sphinx and measure the energy in that particular area where Mr. Casey said that people would eventually find the Hall of Records for the Atlantean civilization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that's in principle possible, mm-hmm. because we understand that we have very little knowledge about Atlantis, about all these ancient civilizations, mm-hmm. and we understand that mm-hmm. it may be a lot of new insights with all this, mm-hmm. a lot. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes, I believe that we are just only in the beginning of this little bit understanding of what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Fascinating. There's a couple of different things. As a psychic, people ask me often how I connect with the other side. And I think it's a way to connect to other dimensions as well. Of course, as a psychic, I just meditate and the answers come through from the other side. But you do it. What's mm-hmm. fascinating about your research, Professor Karkoff, is that you do it from a scientific standpoint of going into other dimensions. And that's why I think your work is so important and valuable.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you that now we are just in the beginning of understanding what's going on around ourselves, what's going on in the world. That is absolutely enigmatic areas, mm-hmm. enigmatic. That is why when we have it, some new knowledge, some new information, of course it gives us absolutely new understanding of life itself.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. And I don't think after our body dies that there's such a thing as death. In other words, as you mentioned before, there's a transition, I think, to another dimension, but I don't think that things end when our physical body dies.
But you see, no, physical body is physical body, because mm-hmm. Of course it comes to ash and nothing, so we are moving from this I would say dimension to another dimension,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and there we think we have some concepts, you know, that there's concepts as well, ancient concepts, that we behave there as some spiritual beings,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it's possible to have contact with the spiritual beings, you mm-hmm. know, this as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there are many people who are establishing this type of contacts, and so it's not something that we just only imagine. And you know that in Brazil they are very active in this. Mm-hmm. They have their type of energy, Candomblé,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and that's a very ancient tradition based on traditions of African countries.
Oh, fascinating.
African nations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's really, that is what's going on, and that's really how it is developing.
If I may, I'd like to share something with you from Professor Albert Einstein. I've been, as a psychic, I've been in talking to him for the past 2 years, and he Robert J. Oppenheimer, and among others, including Leonardo da Vinci, are working on what they call a spirit telephone, so that people eventually, in this dimension, the third dimension, will be able to communicate freely with spirits from the other side in the fifth and in higher dimensions. Is that something you'd like to work on? Would you like me to connect you with Professor Einstein?
You see, I have so many different topics that I am involved with, and so many different projects that I'm afraid I don't have real time to do something important in this new line.
Oh.
This line may be very interesting. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I would be very happy to know what's going on over there.
Okay. Well, when I get messages, I'd be happy to pass them on to you if you like. So
yeah, absolutely. If it will be something, it will be real that they have developed, and of course, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Fascinating. Are you yourself psychic, Professor Krokov? Have you been able to talk to the other side yourself?
You mean psychic people?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course. There's mm-hmm. a lot of experience with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know that in my life and my experience, I had many different stations, uh-huh. and many meetings with outstanding people. So for me, it's just a part of everyday activity as well.
Wonderful. What kinds of things do you think will be? I know we live in an exciting time, and I think as a whole, society will become far more spiritual even than they are now, Professor Krokov, in that they'll be recognizing the other dimensions, other aspects of life that that we don't realize. Many people don't realize that they're there now.
Yes, I agree with you, but it's not a fast process. Mm-hmm. It is very, very slow process mm-hmm. that is going on, but very, very slow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is why I wouldn't expect that it would come soon. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's only some little, I would say, group of people who are doing this, and then a relatively little group.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's coming, but not very fast.
Fascinating. One area that I've always been interested is curly into photography, where a scientist, for example, or the photographer actually is able to photograph the energy light fields emitting from a person's hand. And I'd love if you could please tell my listeners around the world a little bit about that.
You see, now we have special instrument, and the name of this instrument is BioWell.com.
Mm-hmm.
And this instrument is specially designed to study human energy based on Kirlian photography. It is the basis of this principle. Mm-hmm. So it's like a principle.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we did it tremendous progress because we are based on modern science. Kirlian photography was interesting, but it was just like interesting photography.
Mm-hmm.
Now we made a scientific line.
Mm-hmm.
And this line is well accepted now in medicine, in technology, mm-hmm. in biotechnology. And we have more than 200 papers published in peer-reviewed journals in different countries worldwide
mm-hmm.
by many research groups, not only by our group.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this allows to study, to be involved in medicine, like analysis of well-being
mm-hmm.
and psychophysiological state.
Mm-hmm.
It allows to evaluate the level of stress of people
mm-hmm.
and to see how stress influences different organs and systems from energy point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can see energetic condition of all organs and systems.
Mm-hmm.
We are based on ideas of traditional Chinese medicine,
mm-hmm.
on ideas of these different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
We are based on the principle of Ayurvedic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
On the principle of chakras,
mm-hmm.
and we create an image of chakras mm-hmm. and their redistribution.
Mm-hmm.
We have programs that evaluate yin yang mediums
mm-hmm.
and energy content of yin mm-hmm. yang mediums. So it is for professionals. It's very strong, very powerful information. At the same time, we can study liquids. We can study minerals, plants. So it's a lot of different applications.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this line is coming very good now.
Mm-hmm.
We are producing these instruments, and it's a separate line, I would say. And in this line, there are thousands of people now who are using this worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. In one of your publications, I read that when a person is calm, has peace and calm in their soul, their energy field is in good condition, and you can see that in the photography. But if a person, for example, is upset, is negative, or is angry, you can also see that in the energy field as well. For example, if two people, I remember seeing this photography once, Professor Krokov, if two people put their hands next to the other and use a Kirlian photography, if the two people, for example, are husband and wife and they love each other, then the fields will merge. But if two people hate each other or have a conflict between the two, the two energy fields will remain separate, and you can see that in the photography.
Absolutely. So we make a lot of instruments of this kind with BioWell now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for me it's very interesting. We study people who are in love.
Uh-huh.
People who live together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that their specific energy diagrams, they are very, very matched together. It's amazing to see it.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's very interesting information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, we see the influence of emotions to people,
mm-hmm.
because we are run by our emotions.
Right.
We all are emotional beings.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just present it, some people don't. But still, we understand that emotions, our inner feeling, is a very important part of our existence.
Mm-hmm.
Without this, it's impossible to behave, it's impossible to exist.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, energy field, biological field, it is the most receptive and reflective area of all that going on in our system.
Mm-hmm.
It will be endocrine process, endocrine system, immune system, our emotional state, and our spiritual state as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see all this in our measurements. That's why it is important tool for psychology as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very important tool.
Fascinating. Fascinating. You know, I used to live in India for a number of years, and there the belief among many Hindus and many people in India is that there are cold foods and hot foods. Cold foods are those that are plant-based, and hot foods are, for example, meats like beef, for example. And the belief system in India is that, Professor Krokoff, they believe that if you eat, for example, a cow that's been slaughtered, and the cow went through a lot of trauma and stress during that time, you're ingesting those negative emotions into your body, and it affects your energy field. And it's the same with plants as well, because plants are not the same at all. They don't have the same kind of negativity of emotions when they're harvested. And it's a very interesting effect. I remember reading in one of your papers, you talked a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we understand. We know this very well, that if you have some emotions, and of course food, it would respond to emotions immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So when we eat, we need to eat, we need to have very good understanding of what we eat,
mm-hmm.
and how we process this food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why it is really important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's a different story about this using eating cow or not eating cow. It's a different story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We understand that it's a deep tradition in India,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, all life is based on different type of food, and so we are based on animal food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is why it depends. If people like to be vegans or vegetarian, of course, it's their own choice, and it's a very good choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there are no objections to this from anybody. But at the same time, if we live in society where we have absolutely another climate,
mm-hmm.
another type of environment, mm-hmm. then, of course, we should be very cautious and very careful about using different type of food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One thing very important, I want to read this passage from one of your papers. You wrote, "Our diet affects not only our physical health, but also our mental, psychological, and spiritual well-being. For example, when animals are slaughtered, they go through tremendous trauma, anxiety, and fear. So when meat is consumed by humans, the animal's negative agonized energies are transferred into the meat eater's bodies, affecting their energy fields. And over time, this distortion in the energy fields results in illness, result in illness and disease."
You know that, of course, we need to be very attentive to this, and we need to know what we are having. Mm-hmm. And first of all, food should be natural. That's mm-hmm. the first and the most important topic.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
when people eat food that is not natural,
mm-hmm.
then, of course, it is a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this a lot of those problems on the population of the United States. Because there it was a tradition, and people was moved to eat artificial food, plastic.
Right.
And then we have so many problems in the United States in the health, on the health level of people. And, of course, health level and emotional level. That is why we understand that mm-hmm. we should be very, very careful mm-hmm. when we select our food, mm-hmm. and it's big line, big, really big line of study. Mm-hmm. How and what we need to eat to be mm-hmm. healthy.
Mm-hmm. Here in the United States, Professor Krokov, is 93% of the corn is genetically modified with carcinogens built right into the to the genes of the corn, and because of that, many people have lots of health problems, including what's called irritable bowel syndrome, where their intestines literally shred to pieces as a result of eating this genetically modified corn. A lot of people are protesting against it. Personally, I don't eat corn in the United States because most of it is not good for your health, unless it's organic and I know it's a natural food.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So it is a big danger for you, for humankind, mm-hmm. this GM food. Mm-hmm. You know that in Russia this food is banned. Mm-hmm. It's not allowed to use it for humans. And we have many experiments that demonstrate that GM food mm-hmm. influences not just generation which eat this food, mm-hmm. but next generations.
Mm-hmm. That's
there
right.
There are many precise experiments in different countries. Because now we even understand why it's going on.
Right.
So from one point, it is a huge business.
Mm-hmm.
From another point, I am afraid it may be even more than that. It may be some way how they try to influence human behavior.
Well, that's true. That's a very interesting point. I want to thank you, by the way. I think you have a great president. President Putin is a great man. And I read recently that he banned GMO foods in Russia.
Absolutely. You know that unfortunately with Obama administration, it was some negative attitude between Russia and the United States. And it's very sad because we are big countries. We are really serious, strong countries. Mm-hmm. And of course, we need to work together.
Absolutely.
Against several forces in the world.
Absolutely.
But not to fight with each other. That's the most dreadful and dangerous situation. So we believe that with your new administration, yes. it will change the attitude between the United States and Russia. And we come to the situation when it was some time ago, quite recently, mm-hmm. when we worked together as hand by hand to establish a peace process in the world.
I couldn't agree with you more, Professor Krokov. Thank you so much for saying that. I think we're all children of God. We all have the spark of the supreme being within us, irregardless of our ethnicity, our culture, or our countries. And I think both the United States and Russia need to work together, certainly. And all this fighting has no place now in this world now.
Absolutely. I agree with you. We have too many dangerous situation in the world, too many. We mm-hmm. have huge influence of terrorism mm-hmm. in the world, worldwide, mm-hmm. and it's a big threat for all countries, mm-hmm. not just some. So that is why we need to work together, hand by hand, to establish peace and prosperity and to increase somehow democratic process in the world.
I couldn't agree with you more, Professor Krokov. Thank you so much for saying that. I have to tell you, too, there was a prophecy made by Edgar Cayce in the early 1940s. He was a famous American psychic. He said during this time, actually, in the coming years, that America actually would be increasingly less and less of a democratic society. But Russia would come in and help influence the United States to get back on track and become a democracy that it once was, and a far better country. And I remember that prophecy, and that's why I like many of the things that President Putin has done, and I think both the United States and Russia should work together to create world peace and harmony in the world.
Yes, from one hand, I agree with you. From other hand, I am very skeptical about this particular saying of Cayce.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, every country has its own way of development.
True.
Every country has its own traditions, mm-hmm. has its own spirit. And spirit of American nation is different from spirit of Russian nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's different, two different spirits.
Sure.
That is why we need to develop in parallel. Mm-hmm. We need to work together to establish this peace process in the world. But I don't think that in particular Russia can have strong influence to the United States. The United States is a great country, fantastic country. You have fantastic traditions, mm-hmm. not long, but still it is really one of the strongest in the world. Mm-hmm. And you need to develop your own traditions. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's not just a one-way process. It's not easy. It's very complex process, but it's coming, you see.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's a wonderful time to be alive. There's so many opportunities. And personally, I believe, Professor Krolkov, that our future is very, very bright. And that, sure, there's going to be challenges ahead, but I think we have a beautiful, bright future, not only for ourselves, but our children and our children's children.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%, because I believe that we have tremendous technologies now. Mm-hmm. We have tremendous scientific development. Mm-hmm. We have new understanding of what's going on around ourselves in mm-hmm. our own life, in the universe. And it gives us fantastic opportunities. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It gives us a way how we can really change our life and, of course, life of next generations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to mention to you, too, is that not only I think good food is important, natural food, non-GMO food, but also good water as well. And it's amazing how Dr. Emoto found through his research that our thoughts actually affect the physical properties of water, so that if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, for example, on the molecular level, that water will be energized and create these beautiful crystalline patterns. So just with our thoughts, we can create not only we can create a much better world, and also through the water as well.
You know, of course, water is the essence of life. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Without water, life is impossible. Mm-hmm. Impossible. Mm-hmm. We can live without food for some time, and there are people who live without food for a long time, mm-hmm. but we can't live without water. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just a couple of days or several days, and people die. Mm-hmm. So water is the essence of everything. Only from water and air, plants mm-hmm. create matter, mm-hmm. sun. Mm-hmm. So it's the direct transformation from energy to matter. Mm-hmm. So that is why water is important. And we live now in amazing time, because now we have a new science of water. Mm-hmm. Science that allows us to understand what does it mean, water, mm-hmm. and how water can be structured under the influence of different factors. Mm-hmm. You know, that I'm involved in with a group of scientists in this new research. Mm-hmm. Dr. Emoto was a part of this research as well. Mm-hmm. And we have now theory, very, very solid theory. It is based on quantum electrodynamics. Mm-hmm. And it was created by Italian theoretician, physicist Emilio De Giudici, mm-hmm. and the Propagato. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, they are not, both of them, they passed away. Mm-hmm. But they were able to create tremendous, fantastic science, scientific line. Fantastic.
Wow. Wow.
Because now we have very important, very strong scientific theory of water. Mm-hmm. Then, now we have a lot of new experimental data. Very interesting experimental data as well. And it is led, now we have conferences every year, mm-hmm. led by Professor Gerald Pollack from Washington University.
Wonderful man. He's been on my show several times.
Yeah, very good. Yes, I love him very much. He's a wonderful scientist. He's a very strong personality. Mm-hmm. And he's really a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I love him really very much, very much. So that's why we have absolutely new line of development now. Mm-hmm. And we, from scientific point of view, we can understand what does it mean, water, mm-hmm. how water change its properties mm-hmm. and the influence of different factors, mm-hmm. in particular our emotions, in particular mm-hmm. because it's only one factor, mm-hmm. and how this influences our health and our well-being and the whole life of us. Mm-hmm. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. You know, I had a guest on my radio show here about a week ago. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting young man named Matthias Gustavo Di Stefano. And he's from Argentina, and he's only about 28, 29 years old, Professor Khodorkov, but he has very vivid memories of living in Atlantis. And one of the questions that I asked him is how they did their record keeping in Atlantis. And he said people back at that time, thousands of years ago, they would sing to water. And the water exactly would become like the fourth phase of water that Professor Jerry Pollack has found, where it would contain memory of the Atlantean civilization. And he said also that today's oceans contain all the memories, all the information of Atlantis, but it's like books in the library that have been completely scattered because the water now is mixed up all over the world. But he said that that's why you don't find anything written about Atlantean times in the various pyramids and the rocks. It's because it's actually in the water, that the knowledge is contained in the water, and that one day we will be able to access that knowledge.
Yeah, of course, we are having new knowledge all the time, it's not it's understandable that we have new knowledge, and we believe that in ancient times, in particular in Atlantis time, it was much deeper knowledge of many topics, and many. So that's why I agree that it's really interesting situation that we live now in interesting time.
It's wonderful. And one of the things that I really liked, you said this earlier in the interview, you mentioned about we are light beings. And in one of your articles, you wrote, it is recorded in the book of Genesis that God said, quote, let there be light. Just a fascinating concept, I think.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, I agree with you, because it's light, and we live in the world of light.
Right, absolutely. I've been in touch with the other side, spirit side, for the past over 22 years, and they tell me there's many different dimensions, but as we evolve from this third dimension, the physicality of this third dimension, into the higher dimensions, our destiny is to become light beings, where we won't have the physicality that we do now in this dimension. And it's just a fascinating concept. You know, when you think about it, Earth itself receives, of course, sunlight from our sun here in the solar system, and that's an energy and a life-giving energy itself coming from the sun. And eventually, I think we will become like light beings as we continue to evolve into the higher dimensions.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's absolutely clear. Mm-hmm. Absolutely clear, no doubts in this information.
And I also think that when we're in these bodies temporarily to experience Earth school, to experience various lessons here, our soul to experience various lessons, and then when we pass on, when we die, our body dies, but our soul goes on to the next level, into the higher dimensions, and we became basically a light body.
Sure.
Do you get a lot of good support for your research at your university? Do they support you well for your research?
No, not at all, but they don't object. Rector told me you can do it, but just be careful.
I see. Well, there's a famous...
We work on frontier science, and it's all controversial. That's why for, I would say, conventional scientists, of course, it's very difficult to understand.
Well, both my radio and television programs are called Out of This World, so that you're welcome here anytime to talk about your ideas. Because I always very, very interested in scientists such as yourself who are going into the new frontiers, because I think that's where the future is.
Absolutely. I agree with you. That's where the future is. That's where we're going, all of us.
One of the experiments I wanted to tell you about briefly that Dr. Omoto did, he did two. One of them was to have a glass of water on a desk at a friend's office in California, and he had 500 people back in Japan send good thoughts to that glass of water, like 10,000 miles away in California, and then the laboratory there in California analyzed the molecular structure of that water, and Professor Krokov, they found that the molecules of the water have been transformed into these beautiful crystalline patterns, and the water had been energized by the thoughts of people 10,000 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if we all meditated and prayed for world peace, we could get rid of the world's conflict and create a much better society?
No, of course, nope. We are coming to this step by step,
mm-hmm.
but it takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's not easy, it's not simple, it's not one-way process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of time, a lot of maybe even not one generation, maybe many generations mm-hmm. to come to this, mm-hmm. to this
mm-hmm.
stage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why we understand that it's a lot of activity that we need to do.
You know, I have an idea I'd like to share with you, Professor Krokov, and please don't laugh, but I think in our own country, in the United States, instead of having a military that's called the Department of Defense, maybe within the government here we should have a Department of Prayer where people would send good prayers and good thoughts out around the world to create a world of peace and tranquility rather than a war than one of fighting and disharmony.
Yeah, let's hope it will happen one day.
I did an experiment with Dr. Emoto on my radio show back on July 25th, 2014, before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, the Palestinians and the Israelis were having a lot of conflicts in the Gaza Strip. And so I said to Dr. Emoto, well, I really appreciate your wonderful research, Dr. Emoto, but with your techniques, with your research, with what you found, could that also create world peace? And he said yes. So we did a meditation for about 4 or 5 minutes. Both him and I did this, and as well as I asked all my listeners around the world to send lots of love and light to the Palestinians and the Israelis who were fighting at the time in the Gaza Strip. And we asked that there would be a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange medical supplies and food for the wounded there in Israel during this fighting area. That was about 3:30 p.m. Seattle time, Pacific Standard Time. And then I went to where I was staying that night, and at 8:30 p.m., I came into the place where I was staying, and I turned on the television, and there the Israelis and the Palestinians had just spontaneously agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and medical supplies, so our experiment worked. And I think that it's so important in the spiritual field and also to create a better planet to emphasize the positive and try to keep as positive as possible with good thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I agree with you that we need to move forward and create new society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is... I've been in touch with Nostradamus on the other side for the past 2 years, and he said that this is the kind of beautiful new world we're headed for, where people will live in harmony and peace, and there'll be no more conflicts in the world. And that's something I think that I'm looking forward to, and I know it's we're on the right path to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. We are moving to this slowly, but we are moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what I like about your research is that you push the frontiers of traditional science into areas where they haven't gone before, like Star Trek. You're going off into areas which need to be examined, and I think as time goes on, your research and your ideas will become even more popular and more accepted than they are now.
Yes, absolutely. It's coming. It's coming slowly, step by step.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, I'm happy that now society is more and more open to these new ideas. And that's why it's going on. It's not just some blogs that, of course, we have a lot of people who don't understand what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of, I would say, objections. But still, we are moving forward. That's the most important.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. I know that you're having a Congress. Is that right? This next year? I'd love to have, if you don't mind, talking a little bit about that so people could come and participate.
Yes, absolutely. That will be very important because we have this Congress for 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
This will be 21st Congress. And this Congress is, the name of this Congress is Science, Information and Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we have 200-300 people who mm-hmm. come together from not only from Russia, but from all over the world, from mm-hmm. many, many countries.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet together and we have presentations, lectures from top-level scientists, from researchers, from about different topics, about consciousness, about science, about medicine. Mm-hmm. And those are all people who are trying to develop something new, all of them. That is why it's always some frontier of development. And it's not only for scientists, of mm-hmm. course not. Mm-hmm. We try to make it for people, mm-hmm. for normal, ordinary people to come and see this and listen to this new information. And we have it in St. Petersburg in Russia. And you know that St. Petersburg, it is one of the most beautiful cities, not only in Russia, but in the world. Mm-hmm. This city was created in 1703. Mm-hmm. by our Emperor Peter the Great, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and it was created by Italian and French architects.
Beautiful.
That is why it is combination of the best tradition of European arts. Plus, from the very beginning, the city had a plan. Mm-hmm. It was planned. So it's not just chaotic development as in many old European cities. Mm-hmm. It's a very precise plans, and we have beautiful museums. Now, our Hermitage is one of the biggest museums in the world, maybe the biggest now. Mm-hmm. We have many theaters, opera, ballet, and you know, the Russian ballet is famous in the world.
Oh, yes.
It's mm-hmm. really outstanding. Mm-hmm. So, that is why, plus, it's a time of white nights when there are no night at all. Mm-hmm. At night, you can walk around and see this light. Unfortunately, now we have a time of dark days, so practically no sun. That's part of the coin. That is why we have our congresses in July, always.
In July. Beautiful. Yeah.
So people are very welcome to come and to take part in this congress, because I can really tell you that it will be really amazing event and very interesting event.
Wonderful. Well, so if I
have a look at our congress, its site, it is www.sis, Science and Information Spirit, -congress.com, sis-congress.com.
Wonderful. And that'll be held in St. Petersburg in July of 2017.
Yes, you're very welcome to come, because there you will meet a lot of amazing people, a lot. And there you will really be happy with what you will have, and you'll make a lot of new contacts as well.
Well, I would love to go. Thank you so much for the invitation, Professor Krokov. I don't know my schedule yet, but I'll write it. I'll look at your website, certainly, and write down the dates and keep it open.
You're welcome. Very welcome.
Wonderful. Wonderful. We've got a few minutes left, and I wanted to give you the time to please say anything you like to wrap up your wonderful interview. I so appreciate you coming on today. It's been very, it's been wonderful to have you on.
It's a pleasure for me. And you see, I want to tell that now we live in a very interesting time. It's mm-hmm. time of strong transformation. Mm-hmm. On one hand, it is tremendous transformation of geopolitical situation in the world. Mm-hmm. And we understand that we have tremendous pressure mm-hmm. of big business, of big money, mm-hmm. of big finance. And it influences the life of everybody. Mm-hmm. We have a new system of supervising everybody. Mm-hmm. This is so. So that's why practically all your life is open to someone, I would mm-hmm. say. So, of course, it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's not easy to comprehend. But mm-hmm. at the same time, mm-hmm. we live in the time of tremendous development of the world.
That's true.
We are transforming to absolutely new millennium. Mm-hmm. We have transformed to this. Mm-hmm. There's tremendous development in technology. Mm-hmm. And it's not just only gadgets. Mm-hmm. It's a system how we are interconnected, mm-hmm. all of us, mm-hmm. worldwide.
That's true.
You are in the United States or in Canada. Mm-hmm. I am in Russia, but mm-hmm. we are interconnected.
That's right.
We talk, we can see each other, we can talk with each other, so there are no distance anymore.
Right, right.
And people from different parts of the world, from mm-hmm. different regions, mm-hmm. we all communicate with each other.
That's right.
We understand that there are no difference, not in color, mm-hmm. black, yellow, white, doesn't matter.
That's right.
So in religious attitude, again, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Nor in the type of clothing, again. It's mm-hmm. all just people need to keep their traditions.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't... It all allowed us to intercommunicate and to be on the same level, on the same wave.
Mm-hmm.
So my main idea that our life is tremendous adventure,
mm-hmm.
wonderful adventure. And we need to be all interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be all in development. And we need to make everything to make life around ourselves better,
mm-hmm.
to have positive attitude to other people,
mm-hmm.
to other, I would say, to our live beings, mm-hmm. to our dear beings, and then it would allow us to make life much better.
I couldn't agree with you more, Professor Krolkov. It's very profound, and I want to thank you so much for your wonderful research, because you're pushing the boundaries of science into areas, I think, where we need to go to create a beautiful new planet and a beautiful new world where people live in harmony and peace, and we don't have the fighting that we have now.
Okay, yes, absolutely. I agree with you. And thank you very much for organizing this. I really appreciate this, because it's always very good. It's always important. And let's be in contact.
I sure will, Professor Krolkov. And I hope you have a wonderful and happy day. And thank you again so much for coming on my show today. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you.
All righty. Das vidanya.
Das vidanya.
Das vidanya. Das vidanya. I hope you all enjoyed this wonderful interview with Professor Krolkov of in Russia. And I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. Take care, everyone. Thank you so much for supporting Out of This World Radio. Bye-bye.